Hi, this is Brad Easterling in St. Lawrence, Glasscock County, and Reagan Upton counties. Here in St. Lawrence, we had a nice little rain event that came through last night. Unfortunately, there was a little bit of hail that came through with it, but looking around the area, I don't think it was too much of an issue for us. We had a few fields that kind of got dinged a little bit, but overall, it looks like hail damage is going to be somewhere around 1, maybe 2%. So we did get fortunate in that status. Overall, it looks like rain totals are somewhere between maybe 2 to 6 tenths. So we didn't get a tremendous amount, but from the current situation, we did get at least a little bit of rain to kind of help freshen up some of those beds out there. And for our dry land, it's going to be a blessing for those folks who haven't had much rain in quite a while. Wheat overall, really kind of starting to suffer right now. It's been a while since they've had a decent rain. So we're starting to see our overall crop condition really start to go downhill. A lot of it's really starting to dry down, and it's drying down quickly with these high temperatures and the heavy winds that we've had here lately. So the overall condition is really variable. We've got just some fields that are looking pretty decent, but a lot of them that are really going downhill. We do have a little bit of cotton that's starting to get planted right now. In fact, I've got a test plot that we're putting in the field tomorrow. You know, for us, we're probably 2 to maybe 3 weeks ahead of schedule compared to what we normally plant around here. But our soil temperatures are looking really good right now. They're anywhere from 69, 70 degrees most mornings. So for us, that's pretty good. Our forecast is looking really good. In fact, the next several days, we're running 99, 100 degrees, and we're not cooling off too much in the mornings. So ideally, you know, we can go ahead and plant right now. I don't see any really cool days coming up in the future. So we'll be okay to plant. Irrigated, we've got enough moisture. Dry land, like I said, we're kind of suffering. One thing I would kind of advise a lot of our growers is if you were in that band that got a shower last night, as soon as it's dry enough, I would go ahead and try to get in there and get your area or your dry land planted. The rest of the area, if you're too dry right now, if we do get that shower that comes through, I would highly suggest that you shift gears, change your planting over to dry land, and get those dry land acres planted just as quick as possible. I know we've got a lot of guys that like to plant all their irrigated first and then plant their dry land later on. I would plant your dry land just as soon as you have sufficient moisture to get it in the ground, because around here, that may be the only planting rain that we get all year long. If it rains in 2 weeks and we got enough moisture to get it in the ground, that may be the last rain that we get till end of June, 1st of July. So I would definitely plant the dry land as soon as you got enough moisture to get it in. And in addition, we've got a little bit of freeze damage. I'd say quite a bit of freeze damage on a lot of our pecan trees. We went from, you know, some moderately cool temperatures in October to on October 29th, we had a drastic freeze of about 15 degrees. So we're seeing a lot of these pecan trees this year that they're not fully coming out. They're not in a reproductive stage, and most of our growth is new growth that's coming out. So it looks like a tremendous number of these pecan trees this year are not really going to put on a reproductive crop. And from talking to some of our older producers that have been growing pecans a lot of years out here, they say this year's crop is going to be minimal at best. They said a hard freeze like this happens about every 20 to 25 years around here. And they're basically just going to keep these trees alive, but they're not going to put a lot of inputs, and that our pecan production this year is going to be negligible at best. So we're going to have a pretty minor pecan crop this year.
All right. Thank you, Brad. I'm Haley Kennedy. I'm the IPM agent in Tom Green and Reynolds County. My part's going to be pretty short and sweet. The wheat crop is in Grainville. As Brad had mentioned, the wheat is drying down quickly with the high temperatures we are having right now. The weather we've had in April is definitely taking a toll on the wheat crop. Just in the month of April, there was some hail that had passed through the area, some freeze damage, and blowing high winds. And last week's podcast, I had mentioned that there was not much freeze damage from around April 14th. But after the podcast, I did receive a couple reports of freeze damage with a few white awns and heads. Most of this was in low-lying areas. Nothing too concerning, but just putting this on the record. really, we're having wheat fields that are running out of moisture. That's one of our biggest issues. We need the moisture right now to fill the wheat heads, and we really need it, and we don't have it. Yield potential is decreasing day by day due to the lack of moisture. We desperately need a rain soon. That's all I have regarding wheat. Switching to sorghum and corn, both crops are continuing to progress, recovering from the high wind damage and some of that chilling injury that we've had in the past couple of weeks. Irrigated cotton will really start up in the week or so, with soil temperatures being optimal for planting, just as Brad had mentioned. There are a couple of fields that have been planted, but it will really ramp up in the week or so with the temperatures that we're having. Soil temps, you know, we're optimal for irrigated cotton planting to start.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Entomology Department here on the High Plains of Texas.